Imagine discovering passionate love letters from 20 years ago, tucked away in a forgotten folder. For Samantha Verrant, these 7 letters became the catalyst that transformed her entire life. At 39, trapped in a loveless marriage and drowning in debt, Samantha rediscovered these beautifully written declarations from Jean-Luc, a Frenchman she had met briefly in Paris 2 decades earlier. His words described her voice as singing in my head like a sweet bird and expressed his desire to live something exceptional with her, despite the distance between them. Reading these letters was like receiving food for her love-starved heart, but they also forced her to confront an uncomfortable truth. She had never responded to his outpourings of emotion, not a single word. Pas un mot. This realization would set her on a journey of self-discovery, second chances, and ultimately a complete life transformation that would take her across the world. At 39, Samantha's life was crumbling. Her marriage had become a loveless arrangement with minimal intimacy, 6 or 8 times a year. Failed business ventures and credit card debt pushed them toward bankruptcy. The facade of suburban success was disintegrating. Her career had stalled, her creativity was suffocating, and only her dog Ike offered unconditional love in her barren emotional landscape. The breaking point came during a visit from her childhood friend Tracy, who noticed Samantha's profound unhappiness and challenged her to make a change. During this pivotal visit, Samantha rediscovered the aqua blue folder containing Jean-Luc's letters, passionate declarations written on cream parchment from a man who had spent just 24 hours with her in Paris 20 years earlier. As Samantha searched through her past, she discovered a birthday card from her biological father, Chuck. He had abandoned her when she was 6 months old, stealing their car and leaving them with unpaid bills. Though her life improved when her mother remarried, Chuck's sporadic appearances created lasting damage, making grandiose promises that never materialized. This abandonment had profoundly shaped Samantha's relationships. I realized Chuck had influenced my pattern with men, pursuing those who didn't want me, dumping those who did, she reflected in therapy. Fear of intimacy had become her default, causing her to maintain emotional distance, including with Jean-Luc years ago. The parallel between her father's abandonment and her ghosting of Jean-Luc became clear. Both represented a failure to honor emotional promises. At this personal crossroads, Samantha made a bold decision. She would track down Jean-Luc and apologize for her 2 decades of silence, breaking the cycle of abandonment that had defined her life. After weeks of searching, Samantha found what might be Jean-Luc's email address. Instead of a simple apology, she created a 7-post blog about their Parisian romance. Her email took 3 days to write, honest and raw, explaining her silence and how her father's abandonment had shaped her fear of deep connections. When Jean-Luc replied 4 days later, 20 years of memories crashed into my head like waves. He admitted trying to find her over the years, even visiting her old Boston address during a business trip. They began exchanging multiple, lengthy emails daily, sometimes writing until dawn, sharing everything about their lives, dreams, and disappointments. Jean-Luc opened up about his 2 children, Maxence and Elvire, and his ongoing divorce. While he provided emotional support, Samantha was clear. She wasn't leaving her marriage because of him, but because his reappearance had awakened her to the possibility of a life filled with passion and authentic connection. At nearly 40, Samantha found herself jobless, in debt, and living with her parents in California. Her possessions were reduced to 3 containers and 2 suitcases. She had only a few $100, unemployment benefits, and $20,000 in credit card debt. When her mother tried to blame Chris for their financial troubles, Samantha took responsibility. "This is my mess," she told them. "I need to figure it out myself." Despite California's high unemployment rate, she pursued recruiters and began dog walking in Malibu. The job introduced her to eccentric clients while helping her get back in shape hiking the canyons. She lost 15 pounds and replaced vodka with wheatgrass. Her correspondence with Jean-Luc grew to multiple emails and phone calls daily. His deep, strong, and sultry voice guided their conversations while Samantha navigated her awkwardness. Their connection deepened when Jean-Luc offered to use his Air France miles for her August visit. Despite her insistence on paying her own way, she eventually accepted, telling him, "Emmenez-moi n'importe où, take me anywhere." As her departure date approached, Samantha's nerves intensified. She'd arranged for a French cell phone and imagined worst-case scenarios while Jean-Luc patiently reassured her and planned romantic surprises for their reunion. At the airport, her mother's repeated, "Are you excited?" questions amplified her anxiety. Once on the plane, panic set in as she questioned her decision to travel across the world with little money to meet a man she hadn't seen in 20 years. As the plane lifted off, an overwhelming sense of freedom replaced her fear. Her thoughts drifted back to 1989, to that summer night when they first met in Paris, a classic coup de foudre, love at first sight at a French cafe. Jean-Luc and his friend had approached Samantha and Tracy, gently mocking their screw-top wine before joining them for a proper French bottle. What followed was a night of dancing, passionate kissing, and promises to meet again. Now, 20 years later, Samantha was about to discover if that magic could be recaptured. When they finally reunited, their chemistry was immediate and electric. "Now that I've found you, I don't want to let you go, not again," Jean-Luc said as he caught her in his arms. Their passionate kiss confirmed their connection was very much alive. The next 10 days became Samantha's Rekindle the Romance tour through France. Jean-Luc took her to magnificent chateaus, medieval towns, and Normandy beaches. At Chateau d'Ussay, he stunned her by declaring, "I want to give you the gift of a child," promising marriage within a year. Jean-Luc proved to be everything her ex-husband wasn't: patient, attentive, passionate, and committed. When Samantha worried about their future without job or money, Jean-Luc simply said, "I want to share everything with you." After navigating bureaucracy, financial hurdles, and building relationships with Jean-Luc's children, they married in France, with a beautiful celebration later in her mother's Malibu garden. 3 years after leaving her loveless marriage, filing for bankruptcy, and moving home, Samantha had successfully rebooted her life. Her journey shows it's never too late to pursue happiness and embrace love, even if it takes 20 years to find the courage. In a world celebrating youth and first chances, their reunion honors the beauty of maturity and second chances. Their story reminds us that past mistakes don't disqualify us from finding profound love. They prepare us to recognize it more deeply when it arrives.